That's what I want. That's what I'd like to have. Then you got barbecue then.
Yeah. Now, on a fireplace, would you have some up over the fireplace maybe that you might put things on? Kind of a...
We had like a mantle shelf, what you call.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always had that on the fireplace. All the fireplace, you'll see that, where they'll put stuff on like that.
On the top of a house, when you have a house, an L, you got, you know, the kind of place where the two run together?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a...
valley?
Yeah.
You got a piece of tin that goes in,
yeah,
down in there. And
put tin there.
Where water comes in, fall in, goes right out.
The kind of things, well, you mentioned you had around the house, you had built in, those gutters, you got them on your house?
No. I never did put them on my house. I had some of them. Fella tore it down off his house. I don't know, we changed the roof or something. And I had a bunch of them, and I was supposed to put them over here, and I never did.
Yeah.
I got some of them still good over there in the back of the place over there. But it's still good.
Yeah.
And I never did have a chance. Too many other things to do, and then when the fish start biting, that kills everything then. And yeah. Anyway, winter time, I never had time. I'd be trapping.
Yeah. Out back there, you got just a what? That's a...
Where are you?
Out back of your house, you got a...
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
That's just another room I started there.
That other building out back.
That other building over there, I just built that as a junk room.
Yeah.
Shed, and Lord have mercy, it's a junk room is right. It's full to the top.
With?
They got stuff in there. I know it's in there, and I'd rather go to Slide Hill buy what I need than go hunt for it in there. But I know it's in there.
You just got a lot of...
stuff piled up all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Pecker ever needed something, he was putting up some bricks at his house, and wherever you tie the bricks to the wall, like veneer, you got a little strip of tin that you nail to the wall, and you put it in between the bricks like that. When I had that dump over there, people used to throw all kinds of good stuff over there away. So I saw that over there, somebody just threw a big pile of it one day. So I just got me a bucket and I went over there and I started picking them up. I said, well, maybe someday I can use them or somebody else can use them. When Bob Pecker was talking about he needed some, I said, what you talking about? Them damn thing you put between the bricks and that brick went there. He said, yeah. He said, I got to get some. I said, come over there at the house, I'll give you some. So I knew what it was because I had them hanging up in a bucket. And he come there standing in front of the damn door, and when I opened the door, stuff start falling out. And boy, he just ragged the devil out of me about that. He's still talking about that. He said, if y'all want to see a man with junk in his shed, go to Bud's house. So I just stand up right in the door like that, and I reach and I call you. I said, is that what you want? He said, yeah, that's what I want. So I said, well, get what you want. So he got him a box, and I don't know, I believe he took about half of them. Boy, he kid me about that. Every time he get a chance, he kid me about that. Me and him have a time. He had a skiff one time. If you want to hear something, let me and him get tangled up about that skiff deal. He had a skiff, a cypress skiff. It came over at in Gohagan's fence. Hey, D. Gohagan's fence over at the Harvey Inn.